Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Control, oh Lord, me
meet us here tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know thou art able to heal, to save and forgive, to deliver, Lord. Work a miracle in somebody's life. We pray that you look on every soul, oh Lord, those souls that are going through tests and trials, those that are going through bereavement. We know you're able to lift a heavy burden, to give them strength where they're weak, and to build them up where they're torn down. You're able, Jesus. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move, Jesus. Have thine own way. Let your will be done tonight. We acknowledge you tonight. We come before you, Lord. We realize we have nothing without you. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We're depending on you and trusting in you, taking you at your word. We need you to lead and guide us, to direct our path and show us the way that you have us to go. Look on your people everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give direction, give vision, in the name of Jesus. Give wisdom, help today, Lord. We know thou art a wise God, and you know how to deliver. You know when to deliver. You know what to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Those who are lying on a bed of affliction, we pray that you have mercy on them. Touch them, oh Lord. Faith to the uttermost. Oh, my God, look on your people, those who are trying to do your will, those who are seeking to get closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you touch, Lord. Give them a closer walk. Help them to do your will. Speak your word and go where you send them. Help them, oh Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will move in this place right now, Lord. Touch them more. Save to the uttermost. Fill the Holy Ghost. Move, Jesus. We know you're able. We're depending on you. We're taking you at your word. Your word cannot fail. We're waiting, Lord, down here waiting on you. We can't do anything without you, but we're depending on you and trusting in your word, knowing that your word is true. Your word will not fail. We pray that you deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, and we are waiting on you. We are praying, Lord, and seeking your face, knowing that thou art able to do all things. We pray that you look on my dad, that you touch his body, touch his mind, that you will sanctify him and fill him with the Holy Ghost. Help him, oh, Lord. Guide him, oh, Lord. Show him which way you would have him to go. In the name of Jesus, work everything out for him. You know all about it. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on those who are sick and afflicted, those who are battling the COVID. We pray that you touch their bodies, give them strength, make them strong where they're weak. Have your way, oh, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Save, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able to save those that want to be saved. Save them, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord, to give their life to you before it's too late. Pray that you go into the prisons, go into the nursing homes, the hospitals, all of the institutions. Have mercy. Save such as should be saved. Bless, and we shall be blessed. Save, and we shall be saved. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're going to do.
Thank you
for how you made a way. We thank you for how you opened up a door. We thank you, oh, Lord, that you made a way that we could project your word. We thank you, oh, Lord,
that you made a way
that we can go in and pray. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you for your mercy toward us. And we bless thy holy name. We give glory and honor to you always.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Your name
Lord.
Is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
I give you glory and honor and thank you for what you've done.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
for
how you've already moved. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Help us to lift you up and give your name the praise and tell of your goodness and tell of thy wondrous works in the name of Jesus, that we may be even blessed more in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the listeners. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening scripture being prayed by Evangelist Maybell. And our opening, opening prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybell, our opening scripture is going to be taken from the 35th number of Psalm. And we're going to start with the ninth verse. That's the 35th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 9. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abject gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and thieves, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions. My darling, from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people." Thank God for the beloved word, the 35th number of Psalm, the 9th throughout, the 18th verses. And God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so very excited that you decided to spend your Friday evening with us. So Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who is the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida, with his wife, Mother Janice Marshall. And we still remember him. And we are glad that you chose to spend your evening with us again. I want to let you know that our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, one is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And you can click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us postal mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you are clergy and you'd like to have remarks, or if you have a testimony, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to share, you can feel free to give us a call at 978-990-5270. And if you are clergy, you don't have to wait until the end to call in. You can dial in any time. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at
6 p.m. The Gospel Truth broadcast, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts a Wednesday evening prayer at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096, and every Sunday and Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., the Gospel Truth broadcast airs with Evangelist Mabel Edmond and co-host Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And you can dial in at 410-802-5 and if you like to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio / Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. And also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. For a simple host Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And I just want to repeat the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. On Wednesdays, you can go into the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096, Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., and also Sundays at 12 o'clock p.m. I omitted that the first time. Please forgive me. And the Gospel Truth broadcast airs every Sunday and Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., and that dial-in number is 410-802-5175, access code 584-7681. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breeze Briggs family, Kenny Huff, Todd Johnson, the Breeze Huff family, forgive me, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Deacon Alexander Jones, Bishop Burden's family, Missionary Gracie White and the Breeze White family, Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, the Reeve Williams Edmond family, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Robin Mansay, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Anika Huff, all the Reeve families, all those who are affected with COVID. And if I didn't say your name, it's not like that your name is not on the prayer list. We are still praying for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I would like to sing a portion of this song. Amen. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed her way through the crowd. She had one goal in mind. Amen. God is talking. The hem of his garment. She knew something they didn't know. With one touch, she'd be made whole. So she did something out of control. And I believe this is what she would say. If she were here today, the hem of him healed my body, the hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything. Nothing could keep her down. She pressed her way through the crowd. She had to get to Jesus. She went as low as the ground. Nothing could stand in her way. She fought through all of the doubt. She knew something they didn't know. With one touch, she'd be made whole. So she did something out of control. And I believe this is what she would say if she were here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. Oh, one touch can change everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we are going to ask that you will bring your minds in and go ahead, grab your Bibles. You might want to grab pen and paper and prepare yourself to hear the word of the Lord. And the next voice that you will hear will belong to Pastor Sheila Hameen. And she is the pastor of Holy Temple, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you, Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is a mighty good God, and I do give honor to the Lord, giving honor to whom honor is due. I just thank the Lord for blessing us throughout the course of another week, how the Lord has kept us, and he's been there for us. Praise the Lord, and he's given us our health and strength. He has been working miracles, healing. Praise the Lord. God has been doing wonders. And we all have a right to praise him this night. Praise be to God. We used to go to church on Friday night, and we call that joy night. Amen. Joy at the end of another week. If you were working all week dealing with devils and demons all week long, hallelujah,
all right.
Got in church on Friday night and just went forth in the praises, being joyful, hallelujah, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
My soul is encouraged. I thank the Lord for blessing us on last weekend in our district meeting. I'm still feasting off of that and just still resonating and with the word of God. And God has just truly been mighty good to me. Hallelujah, and I'm just excited about all that the Lord is doing. I just thank God for all things said and done thus far, for the prayer and his touch in the prayer. And I tell you, God is just good. And I don't know about you, but I really do feel like going forth in the Lord and praising him, because he's been good to me. The Lord has been. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's blessed me.
Praise him.
And I feel like praising him. Oh, glory to God, because of all that he's done for me. I know I can't tell it all, but surely the Lord is so good. I just need to praise him for just a little while. If you don't mind, glory be to God. I'm just going to take
a little time
right now and just give thanks to the Lord and just give him a praise. And you can join me if you'd like. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord, yes, Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity just to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to prepare to go to the word of God so you can get your Bibles ready. And you can follow along if you so desire. Amen. And we're going to first have a brief word of prayer, and then we'll go to the scriptures. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We call upon your name, Lord. We ask, God, that you will look on us with compassion. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will you know everything about it. We are waiting on you. We are waiting to hear from you, Lord. We ask, God, that you will speak unto us. Have your eternal way. Lord, let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, let us go to the Word of God, to the book of Philippians in the New Testament, the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 13, and also Job 27 in the Old Testament, Job 27, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. We'll begin reading in Philippians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 13. And the Bible reads, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Job chapter 27, verse 1 reads, moreover, Job continued his counsel and said, as God liveth, who has taken away my judgment, and the Almighty who has vexed my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of the message is Love Your Own Soul. And the theme is Stay in God's Will. Hallelujah. Love your own soul. Stay in God's will. In the book of Philippians, Apostle Paul wrote to the church, and he was giving them words of encouragement. He started out by saying concerning the consolation that is in Christ, the comfort of love, the fellowship of the Spirit, the bowels and mercy. He was urging them to fulfill his joy in that he
notion that they should be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. In other words, having unity among themselves. All the division, isms, and schisms in all of this were being rebuked, but he was encouraging them to come together and to be like-minded, to have the same love, having that love one for another, being of one accord, not scattered abroad and one believing and going one way and some going another way, but being of one accord, of one mind. And it comes down to the time that we're living in. We know that the Bible is being fulfilled. We know that Jesus warned us that these days we would see the love of many waxing cold. And that's what people, their love has waxed cold because iniquity is abounding. Gross sin is everywhere. No matter where you go in the world, you're going to find corruption. You're going to find iniquity. It is abounding everywhere in the world. And the love of many has waxed cold. Praise the Lord. But we must guard our own souls. We must be concerned about our own souls. Hallelujah. And work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Praise the Lord. We ought to have enough love for our own souls to realize that if at any time we are in jeopardy, if the enemy is trying to turn our hearts and our minds away from God, glory to God, we ought to have enough love for our own to work out our salvation, to go before God, to hold on to our faith, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Glory, hallelujah. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy. Glory, hallelujah. Let's be like-minded, having the same love, not partiality. Love this one and hate that one. Glory be to God. But having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Strife, that word indicates that there's bitterness, and it's over fundamental issues. There's a conflict. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Sometimes people just want to be seen and heard. It's not even about the will of God. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
You ought to have enough love for your own soul to be humble and obedient to the work of the Lord, to the will of God. Amen. Get rid of all the strife and the vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, we ought to esteem other better than ourselves, not try to put ourselves up on a pedestal and make ourselves look so that others can look up to us. It's not about us, all about Jesus. And again, he says in the fourth verse, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And I began to think about this a day or so ago, of the things that we accumulate in our lifetime. We sometimes have so much that we don't have room for it, and we continue to accumulate more. And we say, this is mine, and that is mine. But when you leave here, who is it going to belong to? The same way God spoke to the man who had his brought forth plentiful.
Yes.
And he decided that he was going to tear down his old barn and build bigger barn so that he could store up for many years and just eat, drink, and be merry. Or he thought that he could just go on like that, but that particular night, God called him a fool because said, this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. And who, all this that you labored for, who is it going to belong to now? Who is going to enjoy the fruits of your labor? Hallelujah. So let's not get caught up into things down here, because these are only temporary. But have enough care for your soul. Hallelujah. To look to the Lord and forget about these things. Amen. But people are wrapped up, tied up into these things down here. Praise the Lord. I'm moving on. And so he says in the fifth verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation. He didn't go around trying to make himself known. The works that God did in him, it preceded him. And also the people that were blessed, even though he told them not to tell anyone, they couldn't keep it to themselves. But they published everything abroad. And his fame went out, but he took upon him the form of a servant. You know, he humbled himself so low that he took on the form of a servant. What about you and me? Hallelujah. Have we humbled ourselves in this manner? He was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So when you think about what Jesus did, he humbled himself. He showed us a great example of what we must do. He became as a servant, and he served. Hallelujah. When he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, that was not an easy thing. But he did it because of love. He did it because of his compassion for us and for our souls. Hallelujah. The ninth verse says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Everywhere, everything is going to bow before Jesus, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. God will be glorified. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, sisters, saints of God, even those who don't know the Lord, I say to you to be obedient to God's commandment, to keep his commandment, to walk upright before God, to keep his statutes. Hallelujah. To turn from your ways and submit to the will of God. Submit to the things that God has called you to do. Hallelujah. The ministry that God given you be humble and submissive and do what God has given you to do. If someone is trying to lead you astray, glory be to God. Be concerned for your soul and don't go that way. Now, I know that I have heard some say, even in leadership, if I'm not following Christ, don't follow me. But do follow me as I follow Christ. Somebody might have started out following Christ, leading others to Christ, get off track. If they turn and decide to go another way, don't go after them, but follow Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So be concerned for your own soul. You have to love your own soul. Amen. And be willing to stay in the will of God, regardless of what is happening in your life, regardless of the test, the trials, the tribulations, the troubles. Hallelujah. You must be willing to stay in God's will and be obedient to the will of God. Hallelujah. In the 12th verse, he says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. He said this because of him being locked up in prison and not being able to be with the people of God as he desired. But again, he was encouraging them and even commending them how he brought out they had always been obedient, not just when he was present, but also while he was absent, and even much more because he was not able to be with them. And he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So we must take care of our souls and love our own souls, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God who is working. It's God who is working things out. It's God who allows certain things. And we have to learn to accept what God allows. And this is what Job was indicating in the 27th chapter. He continued in his parable as he was speaking. He said, as God liveth, taking away my judgment, and the Almighty who has vexed my soul. It's okay that God allowed me to lose everything. It's okay that God allowed the enemy, Satan, to afflict my body. Hallelujah. He says, all the while my breath is in me and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak wickedness. Glory be to God. Nor my tongue utter deceit, saying that he would maintain his integrity. He was not willing to do or say anything that God was not pleased with. Hallelujah. And he went on saying, God forbid that I should justify you. And this really began to just touch my heart when he said this part. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Oh, praise be to God. I will maintain my integrity because God is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah. Yeah. Never mind that I lost all of my 10 children.
I lost my cattle. Never mind that I've been stripped of everything. Hallelujah. Never mind that my wife speaks like a foolish woman. Glory be to God. But he said, till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. He was a man who cared about his own soul. He feared God. Hallelujah. He was not willing to do the things that Satan wanted him to do, because Satan wanted him to curse God and die. And he even dared God to let him have his hand at Job, and he would make him curse him to his face. But Satan is the liar that he always has been. And Job refused to do those things that Satan wanted him to do. And I want to encourage you tonight to refuse the wrong things, but be encouraged to do the right thing. Hallelujah. When the enemy is working on you, when he's coming at you on every side, when it seems like you just won't let up, hallelujah, you be steadfast. You hold on to what you have. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, and don't let it go. Job said in the sixth verse of that 27th chapter, he said, my righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. So you have to refuse to let go of your righteousness. He said, my heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Amen. Praise be to God. I thank God for the word of God. I just thank God because the days and times that we're living in, we see the signs of the times. And we see how Satan is working hard to tear apart the church, the whole body. He's working hard to scatter the people of God. He's working hard to stop the work of the Lord. But I encourage you to go after God like never before. Hallelujah. Be strong and very courageous. Amen. Don't let Satan stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Deuteronomy 3:31-6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And that ought to be encouragement enough to let you know that you can let go of the things down here. You can walk away from the world and give your life to Jesus. You can turn from your sins right this moment. Yeah. You can repent, hallelujah, and ask God for forgiveness, and he will have mercy on you. You ought to get in a hurry and love your own soul and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You might have tried this or you might have tried that, but have you tried Jesus? Have you tried Jesus? Glory be to God. Don't let it be said too late, but get in a hurry right now and surrender your life to him. And for those of you who are feeling discouraged, I want you to know that the Lord will see you through. He will not forsake you. He won't fail you. He'll be there for you. Though things may not seem like they're going to get better, and I'm sure Job didn't know when things would change for him, but he didn't care how long it took. He believed that God would bring about a change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Change surely will come. We may not know what day or when it might happen,
but God will come through for us. Thank you, Jesus. So this night, if you desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, just repent right now and become godly sorry. Just ask the Lord to forgive your sins. Ask the Lord to have mercy on you and to save you, and he will save you. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep waiting, waiting on the Lord. You might have been waiting for a long time now, but don't stop. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't throw up hands. Keep on waiting on the Lord. Maintain your integrity. I know the enemy wants you to just doubt God. He wants you to turn your back on God and walk away from God. But don't do it. Just keep on trusting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And with Job, what God did for him, he made his ladder much greater than his beginning.
Oh.
How he started out, he might have had a whole lot. He may have had all the riches and all the wealth, but his ladder was greater than his first. Hallelujah. And with God working and doing this for his pleasure and his will, he will make our ladder much greater than our first. Oh, hallelujah. But we must be determined to maintain our integrity. We must be determined to work out our salvation with fear and trembling when no one else is around, when nobody can see us. God can see us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So let us humble ourselves like Jesus did and become as a servant. Amen. Servants of the Most High God, to serve him all the days of our life. Thank God for the word of God. So at this time, we're going to get ready to go to God in prayer, calling upon the name of the Lord, asking God for strength, asking God for deliverance, for healing. Amen. For whatever it is we need from the Lord, we can ask God tonight, and he will surely do it. So with our minds on the Lord, with us believing God together, with us being of one accord and of one mind, let us go to the Lord in prayer, hallelujah, and pray the prayer of faith. And now bring all of your petitions, bring all your burden, all your trouble, your problems, bring everything, and let us lay it down before our God. Hallelujah. Let's put it there before him. Everything. Don't hold anything back. But let us lay it down at his feet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God as we pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how, asking you for forgiveness. Oh, my God, please have mercy and forgive sin. Oh, my God, blot out transgression. In the name of Jesus, look on that penitent heart tonight. Lord, have mercy upon them, Lord God, and have compassion on them. Lay your hand on them, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. Jesus, we're calling on you, Lord, to stop by just a little while and make your holy visitation. Lord, there's somebody crying right now. Somebody is in trouble, oh God. Somebody is in need of a breakthrough. Oh my God, somebody needs a healing for their body, mind, and soul. Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord, and lay your hand on them. Touch, Lord Jesus, and work wonders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Break up stony hearts, oh God. Cast out evil spirits. Cast out unclean spirits. Rebuke the enemy on every side, Lord. Tear down the stronghold in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, break every chain, Lord Jesus. Destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, send your anointing right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord God, lift heavy burdens. Oh, my Lord, look on every heart right now, Lord. Look on every petition, Lord Jesus, that is presented before you. And we're asking you in faith that you will grant each and every one according to your holy will. Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord. And we're taking you at your word. We're praying, oh God, that you will please bring your people together. That you will unite our hearts, oh God, and make us one in the name of Jesus. Look on the leaders tonight, Lord God. Encourage them and help them to do your will. Help them to lead the congregation. Help them, Lord Jesus. Oh, we know you're able. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning how to lead your people concerning your will, Lord, and bless the congregation. Look on this ministry, Lord Jesus. We're praying, God, that you will bless it and let it grow and expand even the more. Let it reach all around the world. Oh, my God, to every listener, bless abundantly, my God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, for a special blessing tonight on all of those who have tuned in tonight. Lord, bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. Move in a mighty way, my God. Command the blessing to overtake them in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we take you at your word, Lord. We believe. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Please, Lord, remember all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones and or someone that was close to them or dear to them. Oh, my God, bring comfort and consolation. Lord, wrap your arms around them. Oh, my God, and be there for them during this difficult time. All of those who have been affected by COVID, Lord, or any other virus or sickness. We are praying a special prayer that you will touch, Lord, heal them, rebuke the virus in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God, and we believe it right now. We count it done, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To your name, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you for your touch. We thank you, oh God, for touching somebody's heart tonight. We thank you, oh God, for giving someone the mind to be saved. Oh, my Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you for everything, Lord. We praise your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll remember us and that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Now, we give the broadcast back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
for the word coming through Evangelist Hameen. Love your own soul, stay in God's will. And this is so important. We have to stay in the Lord's will. And she talked about, you know, being of one accord, of one mind, and not allowing our love to wax cold, but we ought to guard our souls from that. And, you know, we have to work out our own soul salvation. I mean, you can't work out my soul salvation and your own too. You know, you have to go for yourself. And yes, we, you know, if we can pull others out of the fire, that's great. But if they don't want to go, let them go. We have to save ourselves. This is, you know, and as you begin to talk about Job even and how his latter was greater than his first, but he didn't understand. He didn't even know really who God was. He didn't have that experience with God. But once he came through what he went through, he began to declare that he knew that God could do everything, and his ladder was greater, but he had to go through something, and so do we. And in working out our own soul salvation, we might have to go through things, but we can't give up. We have to keep on going. You know, we have to love our souls that much that we want to keep on going. You know, the world is, like I said, the love of the world is waxing cold, but we have to endure into the end. It's a beautiful message, and so many people preach the word of God. And if any other clergy member is on, you know that Vandice Maybell is on. If she's able, if she'd like to have remarks, she may do so at this time. Any other clergy at this time, amen.
Amen.
And if not, like I said, we thank God for the word of God coming through. Then we thank God also for the prayer. And also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. God felt God touched me in that prayer, and I thank God for it. Thank God for all the listeners. I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Dr. Khadija, for hosting the show on tonight. We thank God for the beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May, and we just thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. Praise the Lord, and we just thank God for your prayers and your support. Amen. We're just so happy that you took the time to tune in with us on this evening and praying that God will truly bless you in a great and a mighty way. And again, we encourage you to take in the word of God, and I pray that something in that word has been a blessing to you. Amen. Praise God, and that you're encouraged to love your own soul and to stay in the will of God. Amen. And as God exalted Jesus because he humbled himself, anytime we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. He's the one who will put us up, and no one can bring us down. Hallelujah. So I thank God because God put Job in a place that he had never been before. And in that place, he recognized that it was God who's been there all the time. Amen. And then he got to know something about God that was not apparently clear to him in the beginning. So with our relationship with the Lord, through the tests and trials that we go through, and knowing the love of God, he will elevate us. He will take us to the next level. Amen. I just thank God for the word. The word of God stirs me up. But we do thank God for all things. And if there is nothing else, is the conclusion of the broadcast. Vandice Khadija, do you have anything further?
No, not at this time.
Okay, amen. Well, we just thank God for you. And again, we encourage anyone who has a song, if you have a testimony, and I know somebody listening has a testimony, and you want to tell your testimony on this broadcast to be a blessing to someone else, I encourage you, if not tonight, but in a future broadcast, use that guest call-in line so that you can be on the broadcast with us. If you want to say some encouraging words, and we all need to be encouraged at times, praise the Lord, and it's laid on your heart to do that, we again invite you, we extend the invitation to join us live on the broadcast so that you can tell your testimony or do whatever it is the Lord has laid on your heart. If you have a song you want to sing, we invite you to come on and sing that song. Don't draw back. Don't hold back. Just do what God lays on your heart to do, because you never know how it can bless someone else. Can you imagine that God has given someone to do something and they refuse to do it, and then the person that needed that blessing didn't get that blessing because somebody did not obey the moving, the will of God. Praise the Lord. So don't let that be you. Have concern for your own soul. Love your own soul. Don't be like the man who tore down the barns and built bigger and then left the same night, and he never got to enjoy it. So these things are only temporary. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things. I'm not trying to preach again. I'm coming on in. Amen. But we ask that you join us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, if there's nothing else, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.